Coming up after 8 o'clock, Conspiracy Arcus has some thoughts on the NRL finals, and we have your tickets as well to the NRL grand final coming up real soon.
Okay, before we go to Rod McLeod in his teenager's newsroom,
yes,
at Benora Point where he's stuck with the latest on what is happening with the border, let's dissect the weekend. First of all, we had the Health Minister, Yvette Darth, saying, if you left Queensland as a Queenslander and you can't come back in, that's your problem. You should never have left.
Yep. It's disgraceful.
Read
it
the room.
It is disgraceful. Hello. Look, for those people who
thought they could...
For those that left and they're stuck and they're whinging because they went to I know of a lady in media who went to, across to do 3 days in Sydney and she's complaining. Okay. But for the people who went for a funeral in June and are still stuck, for the people when they said, no, you can travel in August and then they changed their minds an hour later.
Come on. You can't keep holding these people's hands.
Listen, if you go for a funeral because it's a loved one that you wanted to be there before they pass, well, then they are the ones that should get priority back. Why are we seeing people that were allowed back because they bought a house in the Sunny Coast? I'm sorry, back of the queue. We've got Queenslanders we need to get in here,
100%.
Not rush you through because you bought a house off a local.
You had a choice.
So last night on the news, then they're saying, will the border open for Christmas? Will it not? Now, this weighs heavily on Kickstart Cooley and what's going to happen there on the border. So this is what Steve Miles, our Deputy Premier, to say.
All right, but that. Followed by David Crisafulli.
Yeah.
I don't think Queenslanders will want to let COVID in for Christmas if we don't have it, but New South Wales still does.
Every time that there's mixed messages from the state government, that reduces people's confidence in going to get a vaccine.
I think that's the problem. There's too many mixed messages.
Well, Santa's double vaxxed.
But we don't know if he's allowed in yet. We don't know. He's applied, but we don't know yet.
Double vaxxed. He will be here. Santa will be here.
He's double vaxxed. You know what I did
hear? Yeah, but he looks like he's got diabetes.
I hear a great...
So he's high risk.
100%. He couldn't feel his feet, I'd reckon, Santa.
I heard a great stat on the weekend, the fact that they're saying they interviewed 100,000 Australians.
Yep.
And 53% said as soon as all the borders open, they want to come to the Gold Coast.
So that scares you?
All the families want to come to the Gold Coast.
It's a hard...
Doesn't scare me, no, because the tourism dollar is there. We've just got to open the borders and everyone's willing to be here.
I get it. It like thinking in the middle, you think this is great for tourism. But then again, do we want an influx? We are safe at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, this is the big debate. There's so much uncertainty around whether or not we will open at 80% vaccination around the country. And they're going to be looking at us and going, you know what? I read this morning that there is a really good chance that Western Australia and Queensland could face legal challenges from all the individuals who simply want to travel in and around Australia. There is a clause in our constitution that says free travel in Australia is a right for Australia.
Okay. So, well, one person who knows it all.
Yes, he does. And
he knows everything.
In lockdown again for another week. Rod from our Benora Point bedroom newsroom. G'day.
Good morning, everybody. it's quite the situation, isn't it? The funniest of this non-funny joke is we're all in this together.
Sorry.
Funny, Rod. Come on, Rob. So we're all in this together. What is the latest, Rob? What are you going to get out of lockdown? The Tweed? Are they going to open it up? What are you hearing? You are the man on the spot that knows.
There is some faint hope that the Tweed will come out of lockdown a day early, as it happened in Lismore. The Lismore LGA was let out a day earlier. 5 p.m. tomorrow is the 7-day lockdown period for the Tweed and Byron. I guess we'll have to wait until the New South Wales Health Minister has his say at around 11 o'clock this morning as to whether that's going to be a possibility or not. But depending on that, for Tweed residents who like to cross the border to go to work, et cetera, there's the complicating factor of the Queensland government saying, yeah, we can let you in, or no, we're not going to let you in. So, and considering the stance that's been made by Yvette Darth and Stephen Miles over the weekend, I think the hope is kind of disappearing into the distance there as to any quick move across the border.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted across the day. Thank you, Rod.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, Rodney.
Let's put a smile on your dial, eh? We have $20,000 to give away. Clue 3 right now from Flan before your chance to call up and guess.
I think you need to be a little bit of a local here for clue number 3, but good luck to you anyway. Clue number 3 is this. Margaritas.
Okay,
man, margaritas. I'm struggling with today.
Yeah. Used all those clues. It's time to call up 1-300-925-666. If you know Flan's secret suburb, you go in the running for the 20K and a $500 instant cash question on the spot. We'll do it now.